بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah the Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, alone without a partner or associate. I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah the Exalted bestow His peace and blessings on the final and last messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the believers of his family and upon all of his noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Now, may Allah's mercy be upon me and you that there is no doubt that the salah, the prayers, is the comfort of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the garden of the worshippers, and it is the joy of those who humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He bestowed upon His believing slaves. Allah guided the believers to it and made them recognize it and gave it as a gift on the hands of His Messenger, the Truthful One, as a mercy from Him upon them and as an honor to them. So that they can attain through the Salah the nearness to Him. Not because of a need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs from them, but rather a favor from Him upon them. And He made it as a means of worship for their hearts and for their limbs altogether. And He has made the heart of the one who knows of it, He made his share the greatest and the most perfect share. And it is his happiness and joy in standing before his hands, and when he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his slave with desires and the like from within himself and from around him. Then his perfect mercy and his goodness to his slave entailed that he prepares for his slave a feast comprising all colors and adornments and gifts, and he called him, invited him for this feast every day, 5 times every day, and he made in each color of this feast a special enjoyment and benefit and dignity for this slave, different, not existing in the other color, so that the enjoyment of worship is perfected in every color of the colors of ubudiyyah, of slavery, and to honor him with every sort of honor, making every action of these actions of ubudiyyah an atonement of sin, and giving him in reward a special light, because as-salah is a light, and strength to the heart and to the limbs, and we bestowed upon him abundance in provisions and love amongst the slaves, and that the angels also become pleased, and similarly the spots of the earth and its mountains and its trees and its rivers becomes a light and a reward, a special reward on the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before he came to this feast, his heart was touched with hunger and with drought and with thirst and with illness and nakedness. Then he leaves with richness of food and drink and clothing and gifts, which makes him sufficient. And since the effects of drought on the heart comes in succession and could inflict the heart, Allah renewed this invitation to this feast time after time as a mercy from him. So he is always in a state of seeking the one who in his hand is the nourishment of the heart and the irrigation of it, seeking, calling for the rain of his mercy, lest the heart goes dry, lest the sprouting of faith goes dry, and lest the substance of growth in the heart dries out, so that the heart continues in invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, complaining to Allah its dryness and its drought and its need for suqya rahmatih, the rain of His mercy. This is the condition of the slave during his life. The drought that touches the heart is heedlessness. It is the drought of the heart. And as long as the slave as long as the slave of Allah is in continuous remembrance of Him, coming forward to Allah, then the flood of mercy will descend upon him like the uninterrupted rain. And if he goes into a state of heedlessness, then he will be touched by drought to the degree comparable to his degree of heedlessness. And if heedlessness takes firm hold of him, then his land becomes barren, and the flame of desire will ignite therein, and so the heart, it will get dry if it becomes empty from the tawheed of Allah and His love and of His knowledge, His remembrance and His invocation. It will be touched by the self's own heat and the fire of lust, and therefore, consequently, the branches of the limbs will not stretch out if you try to stretch them, and will not be under control if you try to control them. And therefore it will not be fit except for the fire. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. In Surah Az-Zumar 39:22. Is he whose heart or whose breast Allah has opened to Islam, so that he is in light from his Lord? So woe to those hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah, they are in plain error. So if the heart is rained by mercy, the branches will become soft, moist and submissive. And therefore, if you extend them to execute the command of Allah, they will comply, and they will come hastening, tender, and moist. You will earn from it, from the fruits of slavery, of ubudiyyah to Allah. You will earn to the degree that's in accordance with what is carried by these branches, and from its substance, from the moisture, from the moist of the heart and its nourishment. This, the substance, from this we know has its effects in the heart and on the limbs. If the heart becomes dry, then these branches will stop doing the righteous deeds, because the substance of the heart and its life was disconnected from it. It did not dissipate to the branches, to the limbs, such that each part of the limbs carries the fruits of ubudiyyah. And in every part of these limbs, Allah has placed a special worship and special obedience, for which this limb or the part was created and prepared for. And mankind, after this, are three types. The first, those who utilize these limbs for that which they are created for and what's wanted from them. This is the one who sold himself to Allah with the most profit. And the salah was placed so that the limbs, all the limbs, be utilized in the ubudiyyah to Allah, following what is established in the heart. So this will be a person who knows and recognizes the mercy of Allah upon him and his grace in creating these limbs, and thus he establishes the slavery of Allah outwardly and inwardly, making these limbs in obedience to his Lord, and preserves himself and his limbs from all that which draws the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wrath. This is the first type. The second type, the one who uses his limbs in that which it is not created for. Rather, he restrains them to do and trains them to do all that which is in opposition of sins. This is the one who is worth, whose work is in loss, and his trade as well. And he is the one who missed the pleasure of his Lord and his reward, and acquired instead, drew upon himself his wrath and his severe punishment. And the third type of mankind are those who killed his, or the one who nullified rather, his limbs, and killed it with uselessness and ignorance. In fact, this one is a worse than, is worse than the second one. He is at a greater loss, because the slave was created for ibadah, for worship and obedience, not for laziness. And this type is the one who has nothing to do with nothing to do with what is required from him in this life, and didn't do anything for his hereafter. He is a liability on this life and on the deen. Then Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah went to give further details concerning the first type, of mankind, the one who utilizes these films for what they are created for. In the examples he will give, inshallah, in the next talk, in this book of his, which is called The Secrets of Salah, which was published for the first time most recently, and I am relating to it some of its basics. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it of benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.